The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. If you wanna party, yeah. Hey, it's Friday, let's party tonight. Party, baby, it's Friday. Yes, it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, baby. Meet the baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You have reached the law offices of Michael Cohen. Please listen carefully as our menu items and our legal circumstances have changed. If you are interested in paying off a porn star, press 1. If you are interested in paying off a Playboy playmate, press 2. If you are compromised by a major foreign power, press 3. If you need assistance with legal issues regarding money laundering, press 4. Paying off a Playboy playmate. If you know the name of the Playboy playmate, press 1. Using your touchtone keypad, please enter the first 3 letters of the Playboy playmate last name. You have selected Karen McDougal. If this is the name of your Playboy playmate, press 1. Please remain on the line and the next available sleazeball lawyer will assist you. This call may be recorded for purposes of quality assurance and covering our asses in case we end up facing serious federal jail time. Please hold.
Welcome, welcome. Happy, happy Friday, Political Bomb Show. Rayshon Blyden here. 323-835-1123. PoliticalBombShow.cf. Plenty of stuff in the news today, so let's not waste any time and let's just get right on into it, because you have a rat singing in Cohen who's pleading guilty to lying to Congress. You got Trump with the Trump cards. He's saying he'll download on the Dems. You got private plane clipped in LaGuardia. You got a whole lot of replaced condoms, CDC warns, new ticks. Oh, it's a lot of news. So without further delay, let's get ready to read the bad news and the good news and all the news in general. Hope you're there, because I know that I'll be here. TGIF, everyone. Let's get ready to do this.
Okay. Is Cohen answering?
Says who? Says who?
Or can we see him squirm a little longer, 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 longer? We'll just sit tight and hear those tapes tonight. Put Trump away forevermore.
Oh no, Michael Cohen's mind. He's gonna do time. He won't see the daylight. Defund Michael Cohen's mind. He's guilty of crimes. He'll live in the big house.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes. hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. And wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Okay, everyone, let's start with Nightmare Before Christmas. What does that mean? What does that mean? Former U.S. attorney react to Michael Cohen cooperation with Mueller, worst possible legal nightmare for Trump. In reaction to the stunning news that President Donald Trump's longtime lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen is cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller in the Russia probe, one former United States attorney is ringing the alarm. The potential significance of Cohen cooperation is immense, Kendall Kofis, a former U.S. attorney in Florida, told ABC News. It cannot be determined if Cohen's cooperation will lead to other criminal allegations, Kofis said. But for most high-powered business people, will complex business interests, having one's personal attorney become a star witness for the prosecution is the worst possible legal nightmare. Cohen is expected to plead guilty to making false statements to Congress regarding the Russia investigation in Manhattan court on Thursday morning, ABC News first reported. Let's see here. The president's former lawyer previously entered a plea deal with federal prosecutors. Okay, he really is a rat. He really is. He really is a piece of work. I don't know what else to say here. He's a piece of, Trump denies working on Moscow real estate project. Washington Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday denied pursuing a Trump Organization real estate project in Moscow, which his former lawyer Michael Cohen said they had continued until June 2016 during the presidential campaign. Cohen pleaded guilty on Thursday to lying to Congress about the project, putting fresh pressure on the president. So at issue is a proposal to build a skyscraper beaming Trump's name in Moscow. Cohen told both the Senate and House intelligence panels the real estate project had ended before the political primary season began. Both Trump and Moscow have denied any wrongdoing. Despite the long relationship between President Trump and Cohen, Trump has sought to distance himself from his former lawyer. He's a snake. He's a rat. He recorded him without his knowledge. Who records their clients without their knowledge? That's a snake. He's a rat. A rat bastard. He's a rat bastard. Rudy says the president's recall of deal matches fixers. What does this mean? What does this mean? Trump recall of Moscow deal matches Cohen's president's lawyers say. The latest criminal charges against Michael Cohen, President Trump's longtime fixer, for lying about Moscow hotel deal, raise question of whether Cohen created new legal risk for Trump or his family members by possibly contradicting what they told investigators about the same project? The answer, at least according to the president's lawyers and people close to his family, is no. Although Mr. Trump's lawyers have long worried that the special counsel's mule the donkey's horse's butt is trying to catch Mr. Trump in a lie, they said Mr. Cohen's new account of the Trump Organization's abortive hotel project in Moscow essentially matches what Mr. Trump himself stated in written answers delivered to the prosecutors just 9 days ago. Mr. Cohen might have lied to the authorities about aspects of the deal, as the complaint charges, they said, but the president did not. The president said there was a proposal. It was discussed with Cohen. There was a non-bidding letter of intent, and it didn't go beyond that, said Rudolph Giuliani. One of Mr. Trump's lawyers, who with others negotiated the president's response to Mr. Mueller's questions for nearly a year, he said prosecutors did not raise certain details that Mr. Cohen now says he misled Congress about, including how long the hotel project stayed alive, and that the president did not volunteer those details. According to the new documents released by the special counsel, Mr. Cohen lied when he told Congress last year that he did not talk to Mr. Trump about the project only three times, and that the proposal died in January 2016. Bottom line is, Cohen, you are a rat bastard, a rat bum, a stinking freaking lying snake in the grass, recording your clients that pays you top dollars behind their back. You are a bum, a stinking, dirty, filthy bum. I would treat a rat in the gutter better than you, because you stink. You stink to high heaven, as they say. Giuliani would love court battle over info sharing. Manafort's lawyers fed confidential Mueller probe info to Trump's legal team, Giuliani says, raising criminal concerns. Paul Manafort's lawyers shared confidential information about Robert Mueller's investigation with President Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani said, a move experts say could be criminal. The former New York City mayor defended the exchange, claiming it was protected by a joint defense agreement between Trump and his embattled ex-campaign chief. Of course, there was, but not in great detail, Giuliani told the Daily News. When asked if confidential information about the special counsel probe was shared by Manafort's side, declining to go into specifics, Giuliani, who serves as President Trump's top attorney in the Russia investigation, argued the defense contract between Trump and Manafort make all conversations between their lawyers covered by the so-called attorney-client privilege. Ha ha. All right. I'm feeling a bit nice. It's Friday. What do you expect? Nice. Special counsel investigating late night calls to Roger Stone. Mueller's team investigating candidate Trump's late night calls to Roger Stone. The calls almost always came deep into the night. Caller ID labeled them unknown, but Roger Stone said he knew to pick up fast doing those months of the 2016 presidential campaign. There would be a good chance that the voice on the other end of the line would belong to his friend. The restless, insomniac candidate Donald Trump dialing from a block phone number. So, what to make of this? Trump has told his lawyers, and last week said in written answers to Mueller that Stone did not tell him about WikiLeaks' upcoming release and that he had no prior knowledge of it, according to the people familiar with the responses. I just want this to go away. Mueller, the donkey horse's ass, are you there yet? Jeez. Okay, the rat sings. I'm gonna have to find a rat parody song just in honor of Michael Cohen. The rat bum bastard. The rat bum bastard. Rat bum bastard, which is gonna make me stray away from my Christmas theme, but not really. I'll just mix and match. I have to, because he's a rat bastard. Michael Cohen is a rat bastard. You heard me, Michael Cohen. You are a rat, a bastard. A rat fink. A stinking fink. You are the worst of the worst of the worst. Of the worst. Of the absolute worst. But let's get off the rat fink for now. Red laser dots float on president's chest and face during White House speech? Huh. Frightening. Red laser dots floated on President Trump's chest and face during White House speech. Did he know that they were doing that? President Trump and the First Lady, Melania Trump, lit the official White House Christmas tree Wednesday night during a live broadcast. During the speech, red laser dots started popping up on his chest and face. I could see them looking at it. There is one on his face and one on his chest. I do see it. If this was part of the show, it was very irresponsible laser light display. Yeah, that wasn't good. And a lot of the comments are angry as well as they should be. One comment, Hoey Roke, wrote, "I swear by God Almighty, if they kill Trump, I and many others will not sit idly by and have another JFK false narrative." And someone, Andromedia, "It will be the worst mistake the deep state has ever done." I agree with that. Someone else, there was this, Cargill, "It has really bothered me that someone would try some crap after that Brennan post yesterday talking about him looking like someone just before they were deposed. I was afraid it might be a signal of some sort because Brennan seems quite unhinged to me." Someone else, Legion, wrote that is what made me jump to the suspicion, because Brennan pretty much threatened Trump in that tweet. So a lot of people are thinking Brennan stuff. Mobi says, "My question is, why after that display is Brennan not sitting in a jail cell at this time?" So a lot of people, Robert Hangerman, his comment, he says, "It's about time that these threats from either deep staters like Brennan or leftist Hollywood nut jobs are treated with a zero tolerance." I agree. Jail time for any threat, even those made in jest, at least until proper an analyst takes place. The hell with a few questions. Do they think if someone is serious, they are going to tell the FBI, Secret Service, etc. the truth? Give me a break. So, people are very upset about that, and that's not good at all. To have him have a red dot like that, it's not funny at all. It's not remotely funny. I'll download on Dems. Let's see what this is all about. Trump threatens to declassify devastating docs about Democrats. In a wide-ranging exclusive interview with the Post, President Trump said Wednesday that if the House Democrats launch probes into his administration when he called presidential harassment, they'd pay a heavy price. If they go on down the presidential harassment track, if they want to go and harass the president and his administration, I think that would be the best thing that would happen to me. I'm a counterpuncher, and I will hit them so hard they've never been hit like that. He said during a 36-minute Oval Office sit-down. The commander-in-chief said he could declassify FISA warrant applications and other documents from Robert Mueller's probe, and predicted the disclosure would expose the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Clinton campaign as being in cahoots to set him up. I think that would help my campaign. If they want to play tough, I will do it. They will see how devastating those pages are. But Trump told the Post he wanted to save the documents until they were needed. It's much more powerful if I do it then, Trump said, because if we had done it already, it would already be yesterday's news. Trump revealed his playbook just as Democrats are set to take over the House. So it's going to be an interesting year next year, I'll tell you that. It's going to be very contentious, very, very much so. Dershowitz says, fire Mueller is not impeachable. Of course not. President Trump, he's the president. He can fire him. It's not impeachable. How is it impeachable? I don't even need to crack the story open. It's not impeachable. And I'm not going to. CNN cans commentator who called for eliminating Israel. Huh. Wow. CNN fires Mark Lamont Hill following Israel comment. I'm shocked that they fired him. Let's see what this jackass said. CNN severed ties with contributor Mark Lamont Hill on Thursday following comments the university professor made about Israel and Palestine in a speech at the United Nations. Mark Lamont Hill is no longer on the contract with CNN. A CNN spokesperson told Mediaite. Hill urged countries to boycott Israel in a speech on Wednesday, calling for a free Palestine for the river to the sea. His comments sparked an immediate backlash, with many noting from the river to the sea is a phrase used by Hamas and other anti-Israel terror groups. The phrase implies the replacement of Israel by the Palestine stretching from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, though Hill disputes this characterization of his comments. We have an opportunity to not just offer solidarity in words, but to commit to political actions, grassroots actions, local actions, and international actions that will give us what justice requires, and that is a free Palestine from the river to the sea, Hill said in his speech. His comments were condemned as anti-Semitic by the National Council of Young Israel and Anti-Defamation League. On Thursday, Hill rejected accusations of anti-Semitism in several tweets. Okay, I don't care about his tweets. More from his speech. I'm not going to read any more of his speech. I don't care. CNN actually did the right thing in firing him. Let's see. What else is going on? For economy, storms, clouds on horizon. Storm clouds on the horizon. Jobless claims rise. Not good. New York wealthiest cut losses as cities real estate languishes. Rising rates killing house market. Okay, I'm interested in the house markets right now because I, as you know, am in the market for a home. So I need to read these things. Rising rates are killing the house market. Earlier this year, I penned an article entitled "The Coming Collision of Debt and Rates," which discussed the 10 area that rising interest rates would impact most directly. Number two on that list was housing. I am not happy to hear that. Not at all. Not in the least. New York's wealth. Okay, I read this already. Airbnb to design a build. Wait. Airbnb to design and build homes. Why does that ring a bell? Airbnb. That rings a bell. Let's see. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell. My bell. Ding dong ding. Boo. You can ring my bell anytime, any place. Ring it. Ring it. Ring it. Ring it. Ring my bell. Okay. After launching a home sharing revolution, Airbnb's founders started asking themselves, what's next? They successfully created a global network of more than 5 million homes, castles, and tree houses for rent, and their business is worth an estimated $38 billion. But what else can Airbnb become? It's a question that led Chief Product Officer and co-founder Joe Gebbia to start Samara, a future divisions of Airbnb in 2016, meant to develop new projects. So there you go. And now you know. And now you know. Oh boy. What else do we have here? Oil's plunge propels gas prices towards lowest of the year. That's good. California assisted suicide law clears hurdles. For 2020 Dems, there's a lot of thinking about it. Well, I already know they're going to go with that guy. What the heck is his name? Beto. Can Bernie recapture magic after? No, he can't. He can't. He can't. He cannot. He cannot. Can't recapture Jack Diddley nothing. Jack Diddley nothing. Inside Google censored search secret plans. Is this the one for China? Let's see. Google shut out privacy and security teams from security from secret China project. Yep. That can't be good. That can't be good. The secrecy surrounding the work was unheard of at Google. It was not unusual for planned new products to be closely guarded ahead of launch, but this time was different. The objective, codenamed Dragonfly, was to build a search engine for China that would censor broad categories of information about human rights, democracy, and peaceful protests. In February 2017, during one of the first group meetings about Dragonfly at Google's Mountain View headquarters in California, some of those present were left stunned by what they heard. Senior executive disclosed that the search systems infrastructure would be reliant upon a Chinese partner company with data centers likely in Beijing or Shanghai. Locating core parts of the search system of the Chinese mainland meant that people's search records would be easily accessible to China's authoritarian government, which has broad surveillance powers that it routinely deploys to target activists, journalists, and political opponents. This isn't good. This isn't good at all. Yantan Zunger, then a 14-year veteran of Google and one of the leading engineers at the company, was among a small group who had been asked to work on Dragonfly. He was present at some of the early meetings and said he pointed out to the executive managing the project that Chinese people could be at risk of interrogation or detention if they were found to have used Google to seek out information banned by the government. Scott Beaumont, Google's head of operations in China and one of the key architects of Dragonfly did not view Zunger's concerns as significant enough to merit a change of course, according to four people who work on the project. Behemoth and other executives then sought out members of the company's security and privacy team from key meetings about the search engine, the four people said, and tried to sideline a privacy review of the plan that sought to address potential human rights abuses. Zunger, who left his position at Google last year, is one of the four people who spoke to the Intercept for this story. He is the first person with direct involvement in Dragonfly to go on record about the project. The other three who spoke to Intercept are still employed by Google and agreed to share information on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to talk to the media. Their accounts provide extraordinary insight into how Google bosses worked to suppress employee criticism of the censored search engine and reveal deep fractures inside the company over the China plan dating back almost 2 years. Google's leadership considered Dragonfly so sensitive that they would often communicate only verbally about it and would not take written notes during high-level meetings to reduce the paper trail. Two sources said, only a few hundred of Google's 88,000 workforce were briefed about the censorship plan. Some engineers and other staff who were informed about the project were told that they risked losing their jobs if they dared to discuss it with colleagues who themselves were not working on Dragonfly. They, leadership, were determined to prevent leaks about Dragonfly from spreading through the company, said a current Google employee who with knowledge of the project. Their biggest fear was that internal opposition would slow our operations. This is bad stuff. It goes on the article. I'm not going to read any more of it, but you get the gist of it. It's bad stuff. Really bad stuff. Anyway, I keep saying it over and over. Bust the trust. Google, Facebook, Amazon, too big. They got to be chopped down. They really do. Expected to function as part of communist surveillance. I'm guessing that's still to do with Google. Jack Ma using AI to create a city? A dystopian cities? Okay, I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what that is. Let's just see what this is. I don't know what a dystopian city is. Is a Chinese billionaire Jack Ma using AI to create a dystopian cities? I can't, because I don't really care. I don't care, dude. I don't care about you. There's a I really don't care. I can't even pretend like I care. How can I pretend that I care that I don't care? Because I don't care. I could pretend like I care, but I'm not good at pretending. I was never good at pretending. I was always sucking at pretending. Facebook mulled charging for access to user data. San Francisco AFP. Facebook on Wednesday said it considered charging application makers to access data at the social network. Such a move would have been a major shift away from the policy of not selling Facebook members' information. It's true, which the social network has stressed in the face of criticism, alleging it is more interested in making money than protecting privacy. To be clear, Facebook has never sold anyone's data. Director of Developer Platforms and Programs said in a response, "Our APIs have always been free of charge, and we have never required developers to pay for using them, either directly or by buying advertising." The Wall Street Journal reported that internal emails indicating that Facebook mulled charging companies and access to user data were referred to in a lawsuit filed against the social network in 2015 by 643, creator of a failed app called Pikinis. Oh boy, Pikinis. The application enabled users to find Facebook pictures of people in bathing suits, taking advantage of an API feature that lets apps access the data of social network users as well as their friends. That is kind of creepy. That would have been a creepy ad. I mean, creepy app. Really. I mean, really, man. Really, man. Are you kidding me? SF supervisor pushes to remove Sucky Zucky's name from the hospital, and they should. The name of the hospital is Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center. The San Francisco supervisor, Aaron Peskin, is trying to get Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's name removed from a local hospital in response to the recent scandals connected to the social media giant, according to a report in the Business Insider. Peskin on Tuesday asked the city attorney how to go about removing Zuckerberg's name from San Francisco's General Hospital, a facility to which Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Klan donated $75 million. Business Insider reported. Peskin also asked that the city revisit its policy of offering naming rights in exchange for gifts, according to remarks provided to the business sites. Earlier this year, nurses working at the hospital protested over the attachment of Facebook's CEO's name to the facility in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Mark Zucky and Priscilla Chan donated $75 million to the institution in 2015 in exchange for naming rights. But Peskin believes the name now reflects poorly on the city. We'll see what my colleagues in the public thinks about this. But I think it is a wake-up call that Facebook that it's time to reform their corporate culture, he said. If the city ultimately approves removing the name, it may have to return some or all of the money that Zuckerberg donated. It's true, I agree with that part of it. If you guys have a scheme where we'll call it whatever you want, where you pay money and you get naming rights and you get to put your name there. Well, if you remove the name, then guess what? The money comes back to the person. So, although I detest the Zuckies, the money gotta go back to the Zuckies. Be right back.
there's still meaning in the magic of Christmas, in the state where the Christmas trees grow, where neighbors still drop by with cookies, breads, and pies, and warm themselves beside the kitchen stove. It's the spirit of sharing, giving and caring, hanging wreaths upon the neighbor's door. That's the spirit of Maine at Christmas time, from her mountains to her great Atlantic shore. You can find a farmer hitching up his horses to the sleigh that the family's had for years, to give the children rides through the snow-white countryside and the forest filled with timid white-tailed deer. It's the spirit of sharing, giving and caring, hanging wreaths upon the neighbor's door. That's the spirit of Maine at Christmas time, from her mountains to her great Atlantic shore. Families still invite their friends and neighbors in their search for the perfect Christmas tree, walking across the frozen fields and rivers, oftentimes in snow above their knees. It's the spirit of sharing, giving and caring, hanging wreaths upon the neighbor's door. That's the spirit of Maine at Christmas time, from her mountains to her great Atlantic shore.
thinking of you tonight.
Welcome back. You have no idea how much business I was taking care of during the break. So much business is because now it's getting real now. I mean, as far as home shopping goes, now I'm on some other level. So nothing I'm going to talk about here. Let's keep it professional. No more personal stuff. Come on, Ray, don't hold out on us. I am holding out. I am. Let's get back to some news. Web troubles, mic shuts down on socials. What is this? Mic shuts down. Come on, don't give me. I don't want to sign up. Get out of here. Mic shuts down, a victim of management hubris and Facebook's pivot to video. For anyone who has been watching digital media, the fact that millennial news site Mike is effectively shutting down, laying off most of its 100 plus journalists, and selling what remains of the company to Bustle, according to multiple reports on Thursday, should come as no surprise. CJR ran a story in September, Mike looking for investors amid cash woes, based on reports from multiple sources connected to the company, including current and former employees. It was clear at that time that Mike was running out of cash, a result of flat or declining revenues and high costs, including an estimated $200,000 a month in rent for two floors of the new World Trade Center building.
Wow.
What else do we have? Teen freed after being stuck in vault abandoned bank. Wow, that's something. Bernie Group hacked in $250,000 email scam. Let's read this.
Pro Bernie Group hacked $250,000 email scam. Our revolution had raised the money to help a Native American tribe fight an oil pipeline. The political nonprofit launched by Senator Bernie Sanders in 2016 lost nearly $250,000 to an email scam that year, according to new tax documents obtained by Politico. Our revolution was the victim of the business email compromise scam that took place in December 2016 but was not discovered until January 2017, a year later almost, but not a year, but a month later, never mind, resulting in the loss of approximately $242,000 via an electronic transfer of funds to an overseas account. How do people fall for stuff like this? The group disclosed it in its tax forms. Interesting. Tesla and Ford accused of spying on citizens for Chinese government. Twitter tumbles on fear of conservative backlash. Let's see what this is about. San Francisco shares of Twitter Inc. tumbled 6% on Thursday after reports that Fox News had not tweeted for 3 weeks sparked fears of a backlash by conservative protesting 21st Century Fox Inc. Fox News has not tweeted to its 18.3 million followers since November 8th, an apparent boycott of the social network, Politico reported on Wednesday. It stopped tweeting after activists used Twitter to post the home address of prominent news host Tucker Carlson Media News site. Oh, okay, I remember. And Fox News and Twitter declined to comment. Facebook and other social media networks are facing calls for increased regulation and criticism of their handling of user data. Still, analysts viewed Thursday's stock drop as an overreaction.
I think the people who want to be alarmists will say this is the first step towards losing the conservatives and that this could snowball. But at this point, I think that it's overly alarmist, and I don't see it as a big deal. So I see this as a buying opportunity, said FBN. Well. I don't know why conservative millionaires or billionaires don't buy some of these tech companies and change the rules of engagement as far as not leaning towards anything, just let it fly left, right, in between, what have you. I don't get it. So it's funny. Inmates say porn ban violates constitutional rights. Yeah, right. You have no constitutional rights. You're a jailbait. You're a jailbird. Got no rights. No one arrested in border class prosecuted. Coulter says Trump's great wall becomes Trump's great stall. I agree. I agree with her on that. I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. Just freaking build it already. Apple Watch adds years to life. All right, I have an Apple Watch, so I have... This could be clearly a clickbait story, but I have an Apple Watch, so I want to read this. Apple Watches could add 2 years to your life, a majority study suggests. Research on 400,000 adults found that those who use fitness trackers linked to reward schemes saw activity levels increase by more than a third. Well, that counts me up because... I never listen to my watch when it tells me. You gotta stand. It's annoying sometimes, honestly. Can they not tell that I'm driving? I do a lot of long commutes in my job. I drive at any point 1 to 2 hours. And so while I'm driving, the watch is telling me I need to stand up. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna pull on the side of the highway and I'm gonna stand up. Yeah, alrighty. Not happening. So I always ignore her. Okay. Vatican warns against profane purposes of deconsecrated churches. Forget abs, hottest workout for fingers. Get out of here, fingers. Finger. Family faces thousands in fines for Christmas light spectacular. Let me open this. Christmas lights. Spectacle. It looks beautiful to me. What are the fines are? This is amazing. This looks beautiful. I mean, okay, let's read this. It looks beautiful, honestly. This is in Old Bridge, New Jersey. A New Jersey family is in a holiday battle with officials over an extravagant Christmas display that attracts hundreds of tourists. Every December for the past 15 years, the apparatus have decorated their house with tens of thousands of dazzling lights. It's a tradition like no other for Tom Apruzzi. The Christmas holiday is his time to shine. I just love Christmas, Apruzzi said, told CBS News. But this year, the love is not shared with some members of his own community, who've taken their fight to the mayor. Some neighbors argue the spectacle creates chaos. We have to make it safe. I don't have a choice, Old Bridge Mayor Owen Henry said. Henry said the Apparuzzi's neighbors have safety concerns like heavy foot traffic, minimal street parking, and accessibility for first responders. They actually had the street all blocked off, one visitor said. I'm just putting myself in the shoes of if I was neighbors with them, how would I feel? And honestly, I would be upset too if yes, it does look beautiful, but if it attracts thousands of people and it's blocking off the entire street and it's it's interfering with me getting to my home or my friends and my family, then yeah, I think it's Houston, we have a problem. Okay, so let's continue. They want me to pay for the police. They also want me to pay for shuttle services, for a private parking lot, and bus people in that want to pay for. Well,
and I'm not doing it, Apruzzi said. He said some of his neighbors like it, some don't. I think it's fantastic what he does for the community and everything. It's great, one of his neighbors said. But if the Apruzzis refuse to pay the fines, taxpayers, their own neighbors, may have to foot the bill, which could force old Brits to pull the plug on the show. Do you think they're going to be able to shut you down, though? Dollar asked Apruzzi. If they shut me down, they're going to have to talk to my attorney, he responded. This is my First Amendment right. Free speech, free speech, free religion, Apruzzi said. The Apruzzis plan to pay for the first couple of light shows out of pocket. A GoFundMe page was launched to help pay the fines, even if the family doesn't reach their $75,000 fundraiser goal. Apruzzi said the show will still go on, kicking off this Saturday. It does look beautiful, but yeah, at some point you have to live with these neighbors, and if they're all pissed off at you, well, not all of them are, but some of them are clearly not happy. Not happy. Mystery ballot could sway control to Alaska state government. Oh, I'm so sick of it. Let's see. On Tuesday, the Alaska Division of Elections closed its books on 2018 general election, certifying races across the state with the signature of Director Josie, whatever the hell her name is. House of the 1st District 1, which officially ends in a tie, 2,661 votes for Republican, 2,661 for Democrat. But where's the mystery votes, mystery ballots? Those ballots are normally accompanied by blah, 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 but only 365 ballots were casted in the precinct. Huh. So you have 366 signatures in their voter register, but only 365 ballots were cast. I don't know. Sounds very cultured to me. Sounds very fishy. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Fishy, fishy, fishy. What is this? The Croc Whisperer. The Crop Whisperer. Your whisper is careless whisper. Can in your eyes, something in your eyes, totally awesome. Monster American saltwater crocodiles are captured in terrifying close up as free divers swim with biting range of deadly beasts. They're insane. People are let me take a look at the video. Let's see what's going on here. All right, I'm not going to wait for ads. I'm just not in the mood for ads. I'm not in the mood for ads. I'm not in the mood for ads. Okay. Floyd Mayweather, DJ Khali charged by SEC in crypto. Let me see. Hold on. Crypto what? Floyd Mayflower, I call him. Floyd Mayflower, DJ Khali's. Settle with SEC in cryptocurrency probe. Former box champ Floyd Mayflower Jr., music producer DJ Khali, have settled with Securities and Exchange Commission for failing to disclose payments they received for promoting investments. Crypto, don't care, whatever. I could care less. Trump says, I'll confront, what is his name? What's the Chinese? Chi or XI over American hostages at G20. China aims to defeat U.S. Air Force without firing a shot. Japan's stealth jets on carrier could open Asia power balance. Okay, new suicides, 50-year peak. Overdose record highs. Okay. Oh, replace condom. Okay, let's go out with male birth control gel could replace condom. A birth control gel? What the heck? The rubber may be hitting the road if new gel for men proves effective in preventing pregnancies. The National Institute of Health and Funding. So, what is it? A gel that could be used as male contraceptive replacing condoms. The gel is called NES, /T includes the, what is it, compound CO, I don't care. I just don't care. Male birth control gel, Nair's a birth control gel. 2,000 year old ring may have belonged to Pontus Pilate. AT&T, three tired streaming service to battle Netflix. Okay, I am so done. I'm done. It's Friday, folks. I'm ready to go. I hope you're ready to go too. So, I will catch you later, man.
Political corruption, myths of the nation, a new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. There are two corruptions, political bombs. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb show, come on people, let's go.
Ho 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 ho.
So happy it's Friday.